appreciate him. He's so good to us, he's so kind, wonderful Father. Thank God for January, thank God for February, thank God for March, thank God for April. Lift your voice to help, appreciate God for month of May. There's many people that start this year together. Today they are nowhere to find. God of heaven is sending a new truth to see this month. They say God has secure our wife, he secure our children and the husband, he secure our mother, our father, all our mother's children, all our grandchildren. I'm not saying that God, appreciate God. They say God keep our neighbor alive. All our neighbor is alive. No sorrow in our family, no sorrow in our yard, in our compound. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, we give you honor. Lord, we give all adoration. Father, we thank you, Daddy. Lord, we thank you. Daddy, we thank you. Daddy, we thank you. Daddy, we thank you. Daddy, we thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Let your voice louder than your neighbor. Don't let your neighbor to swallow your voice. Shout it louder and clear to heaven. Say, Father, we turn glory to you. We thank you for what we are doing. We can't thank you enough. 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 Daddy, you are good. 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 You are so good. You are so good to us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Psalm 91 verse 7 says, thousand shall fall on our side, and 10,000 at our right hand, but no one shall come near us. Join hands together with your neighbor, and pray the prayer loud and clear, and shout like this. Say, this month, all my problems shall fall.
All my problems
shall fall. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray that prayer this month. All my problems, physical problems, spiritual problems, marital problem, financial problem, academic problem, marital problem, it shall fall this month. Whatever the answer problem in my life, in love my wife, in love Esther, my wife, to in love, in love Abraham, if you are sure, I'm not the answer, I'm not the answer, like I did, I'm not the answer, 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 in love every church I get to miss. Every spiritual problem, physical problem, mental problem, financial problem, intellectual problem, mental problem, shared problem, this one will shall fall. That problem shall fall in the name of the software. How our problem shall fall this one. 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 Every problem, no one will to make a future problem. It shall fall. It shall fall. It shall fall. It shall fall. Jesus' name we pray. Don't let your voice to be low. Bible says, I love those who love me, that who seek early shall find me. Whatever I say today shall surely come to pass.
Amen.
You say like this loud and clear. He said, a thousand shall fall in our side. Say, every agenda of poverty in my life.
Every agenda of poverty in my life.
Your end has come.
Fall
in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Every agenda of poverty. In love, I said, to in life. In life of in life, 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 in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
You still need to pray. People turn that verse to human being. No. That verse represents the problem that controls our life. You shout like this again, loud and clear. Say, every inherited problem in my life.
Every inherited problem in my life.
From my parents.
From my parents.
From my brother.
From my brother.
From my sister.
From my sister.
From my uncle.
From my uncle.
from my auntie in my life, whether from my life or my wife's life, that transfer to our own children. Hear the word of the Lord. One after another. For now. For in the name of Jesus. For. I command you to fall in the name of Jesus. Fall. I command you to fall. Fall away. Fall away for our life. Fall. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name you pray. You shout again. You say, 1,000 shall fall in a right time. 10,000, but no one shall come near us. You shall, I say, every finished work of accidents in month of May, over my life and my family, you are a liar. Fall in the name of Jesus. You are a liar. I command you to fall in the name of Jesus. Fall. Just lay, we pray. Every handwriting of no success. Every handwriting of no success. In every area of my life. Hear the word of the Lord. I curse you now. Fall. In the name of Jesus. Fall away from my life. Fall away from my wife. Just name me pray. Every spirit of promise and faith. Every spirit of almost there. Every time in my life. Your end has come. In the name of Jesus. In this month of May. Begin to fall now. Fall. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. I command you to fall. Yes. Don't let your mouth be closed. Four. Yes. Four by fire. In the name of Jesus. I command it to fall. In Jesus' name you pray. Every spirit of rising and falling. In my family line. They are affecting my life. Your end has come. In the name of Jesus. Fall forever. In the name of Jesus. Fall forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. I command you to fall. Every spirit of rising and falling. In my family life. Affecting my wife. In Jesus' name we pray. Every arrow of sleep and die in my life in this month of May or in 2017, you are a liar. Hear the word of the Lord. Fall out of my life and fall for ground. In the name of Jesus. Fall out of my life. Fall for ground and die there. Every arrow of sleep and die. In my life. In love of my wife. In love of Tolua and Nukudola. In love of Abraham, Ishmael, Ashida, and Mishida. Some Erika, Essas. Love and Kate, Mashu, and Mashu. Love and honor. I should not get this. Fall out of my life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Pray very well and shout again. Say, Every spirit, I must surely die young. That's there in my family. That's not in me. Hear the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, come out from my life now. Come out from my life now. And fall to the ground. In the name of Jesus, come out from my life now and fall to the ground. Every spirit, I must surely die young. Esther, my wife, not Esther, told me what I to live. Name, you pray.
Amen.
Have this one like this. The Bible say in the same Psalm 91. He say in verse 9 that you have two eyes, we shall see the reward of the wicked. Say this month,
this month
I shall laugh at my
calamity.
In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. I shall laugh at my calamity, whether I like it or not. In the name of Jesus, this month of May, high up of Esther, my wife, told me what you could have done. This one, I should have been asking. But it kept my feet. I should have been asking. Why did I shoot up this one? This is the fish. This is the fish. This is the fish. This is the fish. In Jesus' name, we pray. In this month of May, me and my family, we shall laugh at our challenging. In the name of Jesus, pray every challenge in our life. We shall learn at it this month. In the mighty name of Jesus, physical challenge, spiritual challenge, marital challenge, financial challenge. Hear the word of the Lord. In the month of May, we shall learn at you. In the power, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hi, I should not. I'll change my father name from nobody to somebody. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer very well. After the order of Abraham, from this month of May and forever, I shall change my father name, my father name family, from nobody to somebody. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. I shall change it. I shall transform my father's family from nobody to somebody. Please pray that prayer very well. Open your mouth and pray it. In Jesus' name we pray. After the order of Peter, from this month of May, I shall write my family history. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. I shall write my family history. By the power in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray that prayer very well. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Whether they like it or not. I shall write my family history. Physically, spiritually. Mentally, financially, I shall write my family history. The whole world shall see it by the power in the mighty name of Jesus. both my wife, both all my children, both all my mother's children, my grandchildren, we shall let our family Israel. 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 In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, you are so good.
Lord, you are kind. Lord, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent.
Lord, you are so good.
Lord, you are so good.
Lord, you are kind.
Lord,
open your mouth, worship God.
Loud
and
clear.
That's why we are kind God. That's why we are nice God. Father, blessed unto you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are all your children. We are here for you. You are not here for a man. You are not here because there's a church here. You are here because you know that men in your name, something good must happen to our life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, you go home today and receive your blessing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, every curse in our life shall turn to blessing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, any dream, anyone dream against us, a dream about ourselves, of death, today shall turn to long life.
Amen.
Every dream of shame shall turn to testimony.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, this month, our life will transform.
Amen.
Our life will try divine favor.
Amen.
Our life will move forward.
Amen.
It shall work with our body.
Amen.
It shall work with our soul.
Amen.
It shall work with our spirit.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, we pray. Shout a better
hallelujah.
Amen. Well, welcome to a new month. The month of grace. You will enjoy that grace in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Sit down in your father's house. Try wasting your time. Even if today's public holiday, agreement is 1 hour. By the grace of God, by 7:15, I'm through. So that it will encourage you for another day. You see, this program started. I never waste time for one day. And I pray to God to continue to help me in Jesus' name.
Amen.
People of God, learn this thing and learn forever. If you are missing many prayers, don't miss morning prayer. Morning, where the time the angel, the whole meeting and looking down and to seek those that seeking God. Many of you, early in the morning, you are rushing to go to your work. Many of you, early in the morning, you are rushing to prepare your food. Many of you, early in the morning, you are rushing to do one thing or another. Instead of rushing to be seek God's face, you are rushing to do something else. On doing that, it can hinder your answered prayer for the whole year. May God help you to know what that is right in Jesus' name. Amen. Topic this morning, we call it morning. What do I call it?
Morning.
You say good morning, good night, no, good evening, good night, good afternoon, whatever. But this one, morning. Why am I choosing morning as a topic? It's a morning every prayer answer. It's a morning what enemy already complete. What enemy already complete and enemy conclude. In the morning, what enemy already planted, the seed, enemy have planted in somebody's life. It's only in the morning you can put it, to reverse it, to transfer it back to the sender. Quickly, my daughter, to Matthew 13, verse 25. So if you are joking with morning prayer, you will not do yourself good. Even though it's in 15 minutes, the place you are rushing, in the name of work, anything can happen in that place. But if you are committing your day to the hand of the Lord, God can go before you and do something new. Yes?
Matthew 13, verse 25. But while everyone was sleeping,
Bible say, where everybody went to sleep. It's the night God command everybody to sleep. God didn't say anyone to sleep in the morning. It's the night God give you to rest in the night. Your body has labored for the whole day. In the night, let the body come together and settle back. And enemy know that's the time God give you time to rest. And that's the time the enemy is at work. Is it a sin for God to send children to go and sleep? When you are labored for the whole day, when you are struggling for the whole day, when you are looking for what to eat, how to take care of your wonderful wife, beautiful wife, how to be there for your children, mommy run up and down to be covered the husband's shame, to supporting husband so that his children don't know no shame. And then in the night, to put her in the bed to sleep, an enemy appear from nowhere to do something bad. The question is this. The God that commands sleeping, isn't me that you don't know say commands sleeping? Isn't it that God is sleeping again? Isn't it God only that something is coming to come and do something evil against you? God, he has sent his word. Go and sleep. He know after you sleep something will come. But it lets for you again to wake up in the morning to reverse unreversible. Everything you see that affects you in the morning, it planted in your body in the night. Finish it.
But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the
wheat. I love the way she pronounced it. He didn't say our enemy. Is it our enemy? Because you don't have enemy. Do you have enemy? He said they are enemy. And came and planted his seed. I pray for somebody here today. Every seed that planted in your life in the night, that is affecting your body in the morning, today it shall backfire.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Sit down. That's what I want to hear. There's nothing you see in your life in the daytime that's not programmed against you in the nighttime. Not like a by mistake in the daytime. Everything already settled down in the night. And they're waiting to manifest in the morning time. If you like, don't sleep in the night. Be at work. Sit down. Say, I have to run. Man of God said, if I sleep, that's where they came and planted the evil seed. From today, I will not sleep again. I will watch TV. Or I will read Bible. I will sit down to be watching. Let me see where the enemy will come and follow to plant it. At least if my eyes no close, the enemy will not come and do anything against me. You are the best joker I ever see in my life. Whether you sleep, whether you not sleep, as I'm concerned, is the night. That is the time God give power to darkness to go and do their operation. God empowered them to deal with every stubborn Christian who refused to submit himself to God's command. Time not permitting today, because our time agreement is 1 hour. You know, so that some area I will touch today. So you know that things that you are seeing today will cause by yourself. God empower the power of the night to do the children who refuse to be obedient to the instruction of God. So where man slept, where woman slept, children, adults, or teenagers, enemy came and succeeded in their body. And the question is this: what the enemy planted as a seed? Number one, in the night they planted failure in the body of a successful man. In the night they planted failure in the body of a successful man. A man God created to be successful in the daytime, enemy came and planted failure inside the body of the man, so that day all your effort will be in vain. Now you are now complaining. I know what I do to my boss. I know what I do to this. I don't know why this did this. I don't know why people don't like me. I don't know why people don't like to see me. They will promise me, they will not fulfill their promise. Answer is no. The work has settled in your body in the night. You cannot see it. It is reacting in the face of those that want to help you out. By the time you appear before them, will turn the different person in their eyes. Number two, enemy came and planted the seed of accident that manifest in the daytime. One day, I remember here, I packed my vehicle. I said, I want to appreciate what God has done for me so far. And then I joined bus. Suddenly, I see blood in the front. I said, abomination. Driver, park. He said, for what? I said, park. Are you a police? I said, am I wear police uniform? I said, park for your own good. He said, you need to go park. I should come out from the vehicle. I said, no. If I leave this vehicle, nobody in this vehicle will see tomorrow morning. He said, you reject it. God, I say, no be time of reject be this. The matter already settled. Something you reject is something that never enter your body. The one already settled there, you are rejecting it, you are empower him more to walk fast. The answer for something like that is to reverse it immediately. You argue from Maraba Junction until you reach Abasha Road Junction. Thank God for one woman who have a spirit of Holy Spirit inside her. He said, driver, obedient, let us sacrifice. I don't know this man. I am not seeing this man as robbers or as a killer. Even though he's a robber, before he go rob two people, they'll catch him. Pack. A pack. Everybody inside the vehicle, God wants to save. They are now more money. And now, what kind of nonsense is this? And go to work, blah, blah, blah. Now, the kind of people that are begging for money. Not what they didn't say inside the vehicle. I not blame them because enemy have planted it so that to provoke me so that I will not do what God wants me to do. Because I was an enemy. Now, somebody here, after today's meeting, you shall was that your enemy. Amen. They park. I said, park the vehicle. And I pray simple prayer. So, whoever already in this vehicle that you die today by accident. My blood was shed to the ground today. I turn that blood to water in Jesus' name. Say, driver, you can go. No jaga jaga, no jiggy jiggy. Very simple prayer. I turn the blood of the enemy to the water of Holy Spirit. And she moved. Immediately, he passed that caro. Now, that time, no bridge there, that time. That caro junction. I head to Abasha Barak. That where soldier people say, I said, a second point now. You go here. Pa! Front tire. All the people that are complete, that didn't mention Jesus' name. Blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus.
The question is this. Before blood of Jesus Christ, what do you do before then? That's a time you call the blood rejects you. Jesus Christ is not a wicked man. He says, if you call me, I will answer you. But before you call him, what do you do before then? Sometimes you call him, it's too late. But thank God that simple prayer is saved the life of many people. But that day, if you say all of that day, what of the children? Men of all that time, you never marry. Go there today, you not have children today. Many of you will not know me today. What many of you don't enjoy in this church by spiritual deliverance, you will not be there. I pray on somebody here. The power that is complete in work in your life, that you will not be someone people benefit from you in future. The power will crush. The power shall be crushed. In the mighty name of Jesus. God used one prayer to make me to be alive to today. And the vehicle stopped. And then she stopped. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. That time is their turn to underrate me, to look down on me. Now it's my turn to have a little pride. I mean, now I now sit down and I do my feel like someone who come from America. Started looking everywhere. Man of God. I'm not saying I'm a man of God. Say, no, you're a man of God. Please, where your church? I don't get church. You don't get church? Are you a herbalist? Say, now you be herbalist. Because now only herbalists can see front. They don't know somebody who see anything. It's only God that can see front. That's how God saved our life. What of that day? I'm not in that vehicle. You know, some people will die. It can be one person, and then every innocent people will follow them. There's somebody here. Whether in your own vehicle or the vehicle where you enter, because of you, accident free forever. Amen. Number three, what enemy planted? If I'm not able to complete it this morning, I'll continue the day I'll tell you so that you will not miss this message. Because I must stand by time. Even though it's probably today, I will not have 1 hour or any minute. I'll stop. So that I'll plan for another day. This message is something you need to hear so that you help yourself and help ignorant people that don't know left and right. Another thing, these people planted people's life. They planted miscarriage. It's not miscarriage that a woman pregnant and they wake up in the morning and see blood. That's a miscarriage of good things in people's life. A dying meal is something good to enter their hand. You just shift it away to another person's hand. That's miscarriage. It's worse for a woman who is pregnant and lose the baby in the second day. Any day their husband promised them heaven and earth. Now, don't worry. I see what you are doing. I appreciate you. So day, I'll surprise you. And true, the man mean it. And the man want to do it. Suddenly, something from nowhere will happen. That's the end of the story. And now, attacking the man, and now abusing the man, and now insulting the man. You are not man of your word. I regret to marry you. You will never promise and fulfill it. Because that woman don't know left and right. If a woman that you foot for each other way, who know what I know, you know miscarriage is at work. Instantly, you go rebook it and destroy it. But a woman that know left and right, throughout that week, will keep malice with that man. You are worse situation for the man's life. This miscarriage spirit is affecting many youth life. Whosoever want to be helper to their life, if you don't die, you will lose your job. If you don't lose your job, you will enter a problem that you will never remember that person again. That is spirit of miscarriage. I am here to declare to somebody that I hear what I'm saying. Every miscarriage power that is working against your life, every miscarriage power that occupy your career, I invite the bulldozer of Holy Ghost.
I scatter it by fire. In the name of Jesus.
Sit down. Where you meet again? Because I want to give you 27 examples. Where they planted in the night. No time. Let me jump to plan B. Plan B is, in case all those things in your life, what do you do? What do you do? The Bible I showed to you yesterday morning. Yesterday morning. That is Job 38. Please, my daughter, verse 12. Job 38. Because of many of you possibly will not be here the day I want to complete the message. So just remember that one so that you'll be using it for the rest of your life. Job 38, verse 12.
Job 38, verse 12. Mm-hmm. Have you ever given orders to the morning?
Hear this. Sit down. In God, he has given you everything so that you have dominion over everything. In God now, as you are now complaining, you are now calling Jesus' name. You are now calling Jesus Christ. You are now saying, God, why you? Why? Because that's the language of sometimes believers say the same thing. Anything that happened to them, why me? Why me? What are you trying to say? Are you telling God, say, why not be so brother? Why not be so sister? Why is you? What's special about you? What do you mean by why me? You are the problem of yourself because you don't know what to do about your problem. And somebody wants to teach you, you are running from that place. The problem of this generation of Christianity, they don't have many new pastors today. What the prophet will be doing, vision and miracle and healing. But the greatest miracle and healing and vision for you is this. Person that teach you how to know to try the thing of the spirit. Somebody that teach you how to use the word of God to conquer the problem you are facing. Someone that will teach you how to use your mouth, how to use yourself as a deliverance for yourself. That's the best weapon you can get in the church. But this one, lay hand on your head. Do this. I'm not against it. It's good. But if you don't teach you the way to fish, only give you fish, it's not helping you. And that's what Christianity is looking for. As I just jump now, after my children do a wonderful praise and worship, that's it. Lay hand on everybody's head. Go. This morning, go and bless. Share the grace. I think that's what everybody's looking for. Oh, Brother Matthew, stand up. Your mother is this. Your father and I call this. I'm not against it. Once in a while, go up my head to do that. But before this, do you prepare these people for what behind what you are telling them? Do you want them to know the secret that behind the secret that defeated them time to time? But something you already know, it can never overcome you again. Yes or no? That's the greatest church you need to be. That's the greatest church you need to be. Because for example, if you went to school, it is your teacher that helped you to write. You went to school, it's your teacher that helped you to speak on your behalf. From primary to secondary school to university. The day you get a job, they say, come and address people. What do? You are asking for your teacher to come and help you to address English again. Let me say you suffer for a long time. You think. I pray for somebody again. You're worse than your enemy.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now go and now question the people that question him. You are asking and say, why? God, what am I going to do this? I'm sorry. And you say, you yourself, what are you waiting for? You allow this thing to prevail over you. I have given everything you need to know for you to conquer the problem you are facing. Are you command the morning to tell the morning what we want money to do for you? In the night, enemy said the night against the morning that this one wanted to happen to this fellow. As you wake up in the morning, what do you tell the morning for money to do for you too? You just wake up in the morning, that I thank you, I bless your name. I come and serve Jesus Christ, in the name of the Father and the Holy Spirit. That's all. You are in trouble. What to do if for you too to speak to them today? That is morning. Say, today, all you morning, hear the word of the Lord. This, that I want. This, that, and that I want it in my life. Let me tell the truth. It will surely come to pass. But today, how many of you do that? You can pay 1,000 prayer points, million prayer points, but the greatest prayer point that will change your story, how to control your days. One prayer point alone you pray. You point your finger to heaven. You command someone and start. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Today, go before me. Do this. Do that. Do this. Do that. And I command the earth to cooperate with my voice. Any man or woman that uses their mouth to program failure against me or dead, reverse against them. Now say, go be. But many of you, Mama Sherry, die. Mama, you do not do. Scatter. That's what you want to do. That's what to do. I know to you, Mama Sherry, don't repent for a long time. It's not so. That's why I say, very careful. For those, I only pray, die, die, die. If you allow everybody to die, your suffering will go long for a long time. Now, some people, you know them to die. Don't be surprised. The same people that can be helper of your tomorrow. So be careful of your die prayer. So let me teach you something that will do you good, so that your future will become anyway. I pray for somebody again. God will teach you how to pray.
Amen.
I say, God will teach you how to pray.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number two, if you see something strange in your life, if you see something strange affecting your life, if you see something strange only control your life, whether in your body or in the daytime, or the whole day, the same thing repeats itself every day, and repeats itself to 1 month, to another day, what do? You speak to the earth, oh you earth, oh you earth, hear the word of the Lord. Whatever that behind this, I cause you to reverse against them. You are now pray that prayer, nothing happened. You are now go to Exodus chapter 14, 26 to 27. As a God reverse the Red Sea, that is a mystery. Use your mouth and say, God, only you can reverse unreversible. Reverse this thing out of my life. Continue pray that one prayer point every day. You will surely come to pass. But today, how many of you have time for that? You have time to talk about business for 5 hours. You have time to sit down to watch a movie for 10 hours. You have time to do other things, but you don't have time to help your spiritual life. You don't have time to pray to become what God says you'll be. You don't have time to uproot what enemy already planted in your life. Me and my wife went for hospital. My wife went to go and give birth. My first son, in 2015, people of God, as they get to hospital, my wife is there, doctor see me, can they pray, blah, blah, blah. I say, don't worry, I don't need to pray. I don't pray before the day you are here. So what I had to hear to come and carry me, go home. He said, no, I say, doctor, I'm not telling what to do. I'm not here to pray, I'm here to carry my baby go home. I already do prayer. I've been praying for 9 months. Who should pray? How may I pray again? Some people, now that night will begin the balasha, shaka. Well, it's already too late. Ellen don't plant the seed from day she's pregnant for the day you want to give birth. Your prayer started for the day your wife pregnant. Not beyond the day you want to give birth, begin to say, a power of the sin will burn, scatter. Where the power already succeeded? Doctor said, well, he don't tell me. I said, doctor, I beg, if you know what to do, give my wife, I'll take her back home, I will burn inside my house. You never feel the story. I hear babies crying upstairs. I don't do any prayer. Your God already said to me, matter before I rush my wife to hospital. What are the break out from this? Dre and my doctor is talking. My own man bring your wife to that hospital. And the way it came, and then this is the same day the woman will born the baby. I said, madam, who be this? Where the fully for your back? He look back. He said, nobody fooling for him back. Husband said, who the fooling wife for back? I said, doctor, don't mistake. Say, this woman will be born today. If you mistake, person dead will be on your neck. You want to die, the baby could die. I said, see this woman. And at the doctor, because my doctor friend, he know me very well. From there, he called the man attention. Said, come, this is my pastor. What do I should tell you? Believe him. Ask him, what is it? What can I do? He said, nobody the fool. He said, do that. Or take your wife to another hospital. Now for the man, I said, okay, pastor, what? I say, who? So name. He said, now the house ready for their house. Tell her to come here now. And the car driver will bring the house girl. I said, what did this woman do to you? and I want to kill her with the pregnancy. He said, nothing. No, be, shut up your mouth. When I give him the Bible, I say, if you don't talk now, if I hit this Bible straight to your head, you're mad for life. He say, is it because I'm house girl? Because I'm a house girl, madam will see me, I should sit down in the kitchen to be eating in the kitchen. And then the other children will sit down in the powder eating every time. Why are you treating me like that? I said, if you die, let me send children. They go enjoy food again. The husband shout. There's somebody here. Anybody who mistakenly annoyed or you offend, who keep you from mind to destroy you, and in loving with you, have a different mind against you, they will die this year. If amen, shout a better amen. In the name of Jesus. I said, please, free him and listen. He said, one condition. If I free him, I will not stay in that house again. Ngogo. I said, I know. But free him. And then the woman called him down and said, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Woman, be careful the way you treat anybody around you. I received that comment Saturday. From there, I pray for the woman and I pray for the guy. And I said, they rushed into the labor room and a born wonderful baby boy. So that day, you leave that place with two boys. The one God gave to us and the one when I'm about to kill the mother and the baby. There's somebody here today. So that say your father will bury you. Anybody that say your mother will surely bury you. Now, I are you die before our parents. Or if they don't feel buried, or they'll bury any of their children. Or it will take a hand to bury our children. By the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, it shall backfire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Sit down. Don't complain that things don't go well with you than to help yourself to know what to do. Stop complaining. Why my life is like this? Why am I like this? Why is no? Go to the church, they will teach you what to do. And thank God you are here. So know how to control the day. Know how to control the element of the day. You have element of darkness, you have element of spirit. Time not permitting to go to all those things because time is going. Some people are going to work today. I'll stop here. By the grace of God, let me look for a good day. Every day is good. So that this message, I'll complete it for you. After I complete it for you, and that your life will not change, you are your own. Because this is something that you don't know, that you need to know. If you understand the spirit, you know how problem. This generation you are now, you must know something, what they call spiritual realm activity. You must know spiritual realm activity. A man hit somebody here, pam. And saw the cockroach come out from the person's head. Is he ordinary? Is he ordinary? He knew what to do. Or a man said, okay, what do you think you are? And he used the left leg. And he grabbed, pam, pam, pam. And suddenly the ground opened. He closed the person's life. Is he ordinary? That is why it's not. This day church, no be grammar. If you are a little grammar church, you control grammar tomorrow. But if you are in a church where understanding of the spirit, your children will enjoy Jesus Christ. Stand on your feet. I tell you, when you clap for God, you do it better, better, and better. Better and better. Amen. You point your finger to heaven. All of you that wear earring, please throw it out. Remove it and throw it out. Be quick. Except when a new person who are here for the first time, no problem. But if you are not here for the first time, you don't hear one, don't take and throw it out. This church, you don't want it at all. And then, don't pray for your bag, go out, you throw it away far, 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 far. Before the prayer goes, roll you for outside. You shout prayer like this, loud and clear. Say, I speak to the sun and the star. Hear the word of the Lord. In this month of May,
You will destroy my destroyer. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Hi, the song is killer. This what you know. You shall destroy the sword of my father. Ibrahim is so ashita. I'm not the answer. I can answer by the way. How do I do it? As a man, I should be this one. Who are this one? Who shall destroy 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 this one? In Jesus' name we pray. Congratulations. That is all of us should face like this. Thank you, Daddy. It's all of us. I said, Daddy, why? He said, whatever you say today, it is settled. Amen. Point finger in heaven and shout like a thunder. Say, oh, you saw my star. Hear the word of the Lord. This month, every door that is good to my life, that close against me, open it now. In the name of Jesus. Open it, open it, open it, open it, open it, open it. Open it by fire. 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 Open every good door. Door of long life. Door of joy. Progress, success. Every joy of happiness. Long life. Prosperity. Door of good health. Good life. God. Door of good health. Strong health. Long life. Just let me pray. Pray very well. You know, see what like Joshua. He knows the thing of the spirit. If I fight, it is called an enemy about what? To empower him. He commands his son to back him up. He says, son, you will not go down until I overcome this battle. Meaning, if you are not fighting for me, you will disgrace together. And the Bible says, son have no choice. He cooperate with Joshua. The same thing, Deborah. Where the battle stronger than for Deborah, Deborah speak to the star. Star have no choice. He go before Deborah and kill the wizard and wizard. You better pray very well. They say, Muslim, they need to speak to the son, blah, blah, blah. You don't know anything. That is why their prosperity every day, in every good position, who they there, na Muslim. They will be the head. Christian will be the second. From year to year. And then they laugh like that. They say nothing wrong with it. Anytime a Christian wants to be ahead, if they look against him, they'll push him out. Because Christians do not know what to do. Too much grammar, he has controlled many Christians. Speak small grammar and nothing of the spirit. You shout it like a man from different world. Say, after the order of Joshua and Deborah, oh, you saw my star. In this month of May, you shall reverse all my helper back to me. You shall reverse all my helpers back to me now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Also, my star, heal the Lord. In this month of May, you shall reverse all my helper back to me. You shall reverse them, you shall reverse all my helper back to me. You shall reverse all my helper back to me. You shall reverse all my helper back to me. All my helper. You shall ask all my help back to me. In that nation, you shall ask all my help back to me. You shall ask all my help back to me. You shall ask all my help back to me. By the power of me. You shall ask all my help back to me. You shall ask all my help back to me. So that you shall help back to me. Just lay, you pray. So any man or woman, under the sun and the star, who say over a dead body, that I'll never succeed. Can I hear you now? I beg you to pray very well. So any man or woman, under the sun, moon and the star, who say over in dead body, that I will never succeed. Can I hear you now? Oh, you star, oh, you moon,
son, hear the word of the Lord. Reverse it against them and take their life. Reverse it against them and take their life. In the name of Jesus. Pray there for everybody. Father, in the name of Jesus, any man or woman and son, dead alive, young or old, is put up. In the north, in the east, in the west, in the south, in the south, in the east, in the gift of heaven. Who said over a dead body? I of course I to you. Abraham is who should be under some of the sons by the king. Who said you never succeed in me? Here, the host of this time. Host is here. Last is this. I think. Yes, it is. In Jesus' name we pray. All you swam and the star. Hear the Lord. In this month of May, go before me. Throw all my enemy away. Throw all my enemy away. In the name of Jesus. Throw them away. Throw them away. Pray better way. Throw them away in the name of Jesus. Pray very well. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I decree upon the sun and the star. In this month of May, you shall favor me. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall favor me. I decree upon the sun and the star, hear the Lord. In this month of May, you shall favor me. 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 Abraham, who shall favor us? You better pray very well. Who shall favor us? Jesus' name we pray. So any man or woman under the sun, moon or star, dead or alive, that you do everything possible to terminate my life this year, you are a liar. Oh, so many star, hear the Lord. Kill them before they kill me. In the mighty name of Jesus, kill them before they kill me. Pray that prayer, kill them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, you stormman is there. Hear the Lord, any man or woman, and that stormman is there, dead alive. That he make up his mind and walk ahead of everything. To time me that one of the time of life. To you, I could be like Abraham, is the worship of each and every one of his sons. But if you all want to be, I am not even a person of every man. Let us keep them in Jesus' name we pray. Prayer more before you go. But hear this before, hear this word, please, prayer. Some years back, what people discussed yesterday, some churches in Area 1, one of their group members there, you know the person who I know, and they are deceiving this man for a marital life because he don't know anything about Bible, and he's a giver. They will lie to him, say, God, create fear. You carry a meal of money and give to them. So why I know this man, one day they do that to my person. I didn't say anything. Second, they repeat it. I say no. From there, I challenge all of them. And I tell them, I say, they are lying to you. See. Man say, what? That spy saying, buy the other one vehicle. And the other one, a dream marriage. He said, not to us. I say, they are just complete a liar. They are using your weak point to be eating at you. So I pray on somebody here today.
Anybody that you see your weak point to be embarrassing you, it shall come back and bow to you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, the peak of us. And I now went and tell the general overseer, like into where I eat together with, I don't know. And I gather prayer in the night against the person God already blessed. Anybody that gathered themselves together or new to us, that pray, will pray against our life. And they feel that prayer one by one will turn against them.
Amen.
That amen is very low.
Amen.
So, he gave one among them. And I run to the man. Say, tell that your friend, Pastor Murphy, that if you go and pray harder, they are praying against him. Say, they don't give a 3-day fasting and prayer. That this, that will happen to the enemy, not me. So the man said to me, I went there, he tell me, I laugh. I say, let me ask you a question. Let the whole world gather together and pray that they will never break again. It will come to pass. He said, no. I say, forget the matter. I go to my house, I study my Bible. The day they finish prayer, on the day they get to their self, the fasting and prayer, the person who heard the prayer, I say he's going to go and drop somebody in area 10, he meet accident. The motor scatter. Will nothing happen to him. Warning. So, the many one, they came to the man's house to come and pray for him again. At the start of the prayer, suddenly, one of the man's house crack, and she fainted in their body. One by one, they lose their ways. The same way they are prayed against. When I came there in the morning to come and see the man, and one and I healing their ways one after another. No, there's somebody here today. Whosoever that will mean evil against us, is me and you go to deliver for them tomorrow. That's why you turn to prayer point now. After then, they bow to me and they say, please teach us what you don't know. I pray for somebody here again. I'm not saying they will not pray. Let them go ahead and pray. Anywhere, anybody go on your name or my family. In the name of you must do this against us. By the grace of God, they will finish everything. By the time they want to hear the sword, suddenly it shall pass against them.
Amen.
Say, I speak to the sword and the star. Your voice is too weak.
Hear the word of the Lord.
Go before me.
To wage
war against any man or woman.
That wage
war against me.
In the mighty name of
Jesus.
Go before me
to wage against my wife.
I will
never have
testimony this year.
You are a liar.
Oh,
someone is star.
Arise
and
turn it against
them.
Turn it
against them.
From now and
forever.
In the
mighty name of
Jesus.
Open
your mouth and pray
that prayer.
Turn it against
them. Turn it against
them.
Turn it
against them.
In the
mighty name
of Jesus.
Any man
or woman.
I'm going to
Let me pray.
Lastly, one hand on the ground. And face where you face. Don't turn. Face where you face. And pray like this. Any group of people in my village that is waiting to destroy my life, that is promoting problems in my life, that increases suffering in my life. Oh, so many stars. Oh, you earth. Walk together with me and go before me and terminate them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Terminate them one by one. Let them be terminated away. Terminate every group of man or woman in my father's family, in my mother's family, in my wife's family, in my village, in my country's family, in the north, in the east, in the west, in the south, in the south, in the east, in the west, and work ahead of it together. And I'll give it to God and behind my father's to you and if you want. Ibrahim is what I should come from. Sometimes it sounds very hard. How do I feel? And I should be questioning. Not only that, but I think it's best. And I should be a bit of Israel. Share. Hate that. That's what I have. But that was once the Hebrew. That is a good of us. And I told you, you can say, so shall it be. Amen. It's really hot, man. Before you go hear this, if you're from Kogi State, whether Kaba, Igbira, Gara, Lokoja, congratulations. Meaning, if you don't have money to buy land in Abuja, we need to buy land and keep there. By the grace of God, between now and 5 years, Kogi State will be like a small London. There are many people from Kogi State that are in Abuja here, and abroad, they will locate from where they live back to Kogi State. It will be the best state in the whole Nigeria. That will produce white. I see many white people in double color and came there and starting to do many things that transformed that state to the best states. That's number one. Number two, do what I say again. Please write it down. I told you the session was over in Nigeria. This year, I tell you the month. God will fail me for that month. Now Nigeria is happening because the session is over. Very soon now, economy will boom. It's already boom little by little. Yes or no? Yes. Rice is going down small. Man, what shall I say? From June, I told you, from the quarter of June, Nigeria will change. Not the person who changed it. It is God. What to do it because of the poor that cry day and night. What shall I say? Those that are waiting for 2019, many of them will not see 2019. What shall I say will happen? So, from June forever, Nigeria will never complain again. The second state again, that you need to write down what shall I say. If you are from Benue State, another congratulations. Congratulations. And I think, we go say, but what's it? No. What I see again, night enter this morning, is that I see Benue State. It turned to a New York of abroad. But I don't know whether now this governor will do that. I don't know. I'm going to show him the face. But it's not too far that Benue State became a great state that the whole world that will come there and to stay. Light shine there, money come, many good things started manifest in Benue State. In case, if you don't have land in Maraba, you don't have land in Abuja, or if you have land in Maraba, you have all these things, I beg you. Start from Akodi, when they buy land and keep now. Go to Otripo, go to Iga, Oduda, Agachi, Otuta, or Ogbede. Bring the buy land and keep. Mark my word, by the grace of the Lord, watch and see. So, you say, why not call your state? God, show me your state.